What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Millennial Hollywood here on the Popcorn Talk Network. We are so excited to have a very, very special guest, so make sure you don't go too far.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. Mina Psycho Arigato,
kawaii. Yes. Oh my gosh, look at the
Boom.
Arm. Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna do the worm on the table,
right? Yeah, right now.
The table falls.
He falls down.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Millennial Hollywood here on the Popcorn Talk Network. Today's guest is a gaming prodigy who can bring even the most simple video games to life using his awesome character voices and commentary. Also, he's got a brand new show, Parker Plays, on Disney XD. Please give a warm welcome to Parker Coppins.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Yes,
thanks. I'm
for
glad
coming
you called
in.
Me a gaming prodigy because I am so bad at video games. It's
no.
kind of sad.
No, it's amazing though, because sometimes when you do these things, like the most random little video games, I'm like, it would take me like 10 hours to figure out how to like go forward and like
sure.
You know what I mean? But where can everyone find you on social media?
Oh, sure. I am at Parker_GamesMC on Twitter, which I'm hoping to change that very soon because, ugh, I made it too late. I was too late on the Twitter train and
Someone
the Instagram train. And so everything was taken. So, yeah, I'm hoping to just put 14 numbers with all underscores
yes,
in there as well.
Exactly.
That's what I'm hoping for. Just like my ad's like 9149494
yes,
underscore.
That's amazing. And plus, like, with your, I think with your Instagram, it's different too. So it's like you kind of want to get them both
yep,
on the same.
All on the same plane.
Yes. And your Instagram is just
ParkerGamesMC.
Okay, cool. No underscores.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Let's dive in because we've got
let's
a lot to talk about. This is so cool. So let's start with YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So, when did you first like discover your love for entertainment?
Totally. I mean, entertainment. So, I was in a lot of plays, as you could imagine.
Yes.
I was probably in like a dozen plays. But in middle school is when I first discovered, like, I love this. This is my favorite thing ever. And I was an undertaker where I just walked in with like a shovel. But I walked in like with it over my head, like dancing to the music,
oh,
and the crowd was
gosh.
Laughing, and I was like, I'm in love. This is my future now.
You're like, say my name. Say
yeah,
my name.
Say it. Say it. Yeah, exactly.
Oh
right.
My gosh, that's amazing.
And then I started playing. I don't know if you know of RuneScape. But that is a game that took over like 10 years of my life for a little while. It's like a medieval game.
Uh-huh.
And I started like recording videos on it when I was like 16. And then that's how I started doing YouTube. And
okay.
all of a sudden, like that started picking up. And I was like, I have 100 subscribers. I am so famous.
Yeah.
Like, this is what I'm going to do forever now.
That's so for your love for gaming was discovered through the game.
Oh, yes.
That's cool. And
yeah.
so you started just kind of putting up some videos where you were doing that. And at that point, were you making like the funny commentary too? Or were you just like trying to show people how to play
well,
games?
Oh my goodness. When I started, I actually wanted to do this huge joke where all my first videos were in English accents.
Oh my gosh.
And then like my big reveal was going to be that I wasn't actually English. But like looking back, my English accent is so bad that I'm just, it's sad. Like I was watching it like, how did I think this was good?
So you're like, oh, I'm really going to get them. Like,
yeah.
I have like a big secret.
Exactly.
Like, hello, actually, I'm not even
English.
Yeah.
Which is like, okay. You know, like, I'm imagining these
cool.
people's minds being blown.
Yeah.
Like, my whole life is
yeah.
a lie.
And they're just like, yeah, we knew.
Yeah. Yeah. Very obvious.
So how old were you when you started your YouTube page?
I was probably 15 or 16 when I started
okay.
doing YouTube stuff.
And now you're over 406,000 subscribers. Which
crazy.
Is amazing.
It's nuts.
That's insane. So when was the first moment when you were like, wow, like there people are actually starting to subscribe? Was there like
Ooh.
A certain number where you were like, wow, this is really taking off?
Well, I mean, like 10,000 was very cool. It was just like one of the first big numbers. I think what really like made it real was going to a meetup. Like we went to PAX. I don't know if you know PAX.
Yeah.
It's like a gaming convention.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, it's a really cool place where you can like, you know, meet people in the same thing. So we're like, you know what, we'll tweet out. Like I was in a YouTube group and we're like, hey, let's tweet out. Like, hey, we're at this one location.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had like hundreds of people show up. And we were like, this is real. You know, we got to meet all the people. Instead of just having it be numbers, you got to meet the people.
Wow.
And that's when we were like, all right, this is an actual thing. Like,
yeah.
It was really cool.
Once you like meet people and who are like, oh my gosh, I love your videos. You're like, okay, something good is going on here.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That is really exciting. So what segment on your YouTube channel do you enjoy the most?
Ooh. I mean, I really love the trying to laugh.
Yeah.
Those are really fun.
Definitely.
So we flipped it on its head. So it's because everyone will like watch videos and then, you know, try to laugh to them. And so me and my roommate, this is the kind of house that we live in. It's three of us in a house. And one day we're like, you know what? let's just make some. Let's just do something. And so we started spitballing for 20 minutes. And by the end of the night, we had this, like, terrible set built.
Yeah.
With, like, literal staples to the wall with, like, cloth, pretty much.
Yes.
And we're like, all right, well, let's do this, like, thing. So we set up two computers.
Yeah.
And so it was, like, a versus mode where we tried to, like, make each other laugh and watch these videos. And that was so fun. Like, I think that was my favorite thing we've ever done. It's just, like, you're trying to make your friend laugh.
Yeah.
Like what's better than that?
Exactly. And I think we have the photo. I'm not sure if we have.
No.
Yes. I love the one, with your mom.
Yeah.
That was incredible. Just because it's whenever you have like something like a YouTube channel and you're able to like bring on one of your family members, it's always just so much fun.
Oh, totally.
And so I think this is my favorite segment of yours just because like I love those kind of try not to laugh challenges.
Sure.
But you also have some other ones, which is like you get like challenge accepted.
Mm.
So for those, do you get the ideas from like the comments below?
Those are all comments. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. So they'll make a comment at the start. Oh man, I'm gonna reveal some secrets right
now.
At the start, and it's very obvious as well. But sometimes I'd make my own challenges because I couldn't find one that I really really liked.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like I made a new YouTube account to like write my own challenges to myself. But then the comment said like 1 second to go, and then I'd screenshotted it and put it in the video, so everyone's like 1 second to go.
Yeah,
you made this.
Yeah,
this is you.
You're like, wait a minute.
Yep. But then by the end, it was just people commenting, and some of them are crazy. Some are like, every time you die, you have to jump off a cliff. And I'm like, I don't, like, that sounds bad.
Very unproductive. Like,
or like,
yeah.
Put sandpaper on your face. You're like one of those, I'm like, are you okay? Like, do you need a hug from somebody?
Right. Yeah. That's so funny. I know that one of the ones that I watched was that every time, you weren't allowed to hit anyone until they hit you first.
Mm-hmm.
And so at that point, like, they had the upper hand because they hit you and you already have, like, a life gone or whatever. And so you're like, wait a minute. Like, this isn't fair.
Yep.
But I love that because it makes... Because sometimes you'll like reintroduce the same game, but you play it differently. So it's always like a new game.
Exactly.
So it's not like you have to go through like all of these games. Like you're able to kind of bring some back every once in a while and like try a different approach.
Totally. Well, and then we're up to like, I want to get to 100 episodes of that series just so I can have 100 episodes.
Yeah.
I think we're like 75 right now, and it's the exact same game pretty much.
Yeah.
So it's in Minecraft. It's survival game. So it's like Hunger Games, but in Minecraft.
Oh my gosh.
And then, and so you're all like a pedestal, and then it's 24 of you, and you like go and find chests, and it's really really fun.
That's
and then you mix in the challenges, and it never gets old, which is really cool.
That's really cool. Yeah, because it's always new, which
right,
is really
exactly.
exciting. Yeah. So I want to talk about Parker Plays on Disney XD.
Let's do it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How exciting is that? Because that's something where, you know, I'm assuming that they saw your YouTube channel and was like, this guy's really got something going here. And so how did that come about?
Sure. Well, that was... So I signed with Maker, which was an MCN and now was bought by Disney a while ago and now is Disney Digital Network.
Mm-hmm.
But so they were looking for content for their new DXP, which I can talk about now. This was a year ago.
Wow.
So this was a full year ago. And so this was a production company called Eagle Mind. They found lots of people like Megan from Strawberry 17.
Yeah.
So they found her and everything. And so they created these two shows, Players Primetime and Parker Plays. And so we didn't really know what to do with it. They were like, well, just kind of like, do you, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right. So we set up two cameras, kind of like how I have in my bedroom. We set up a room that looked like a bedroom, and then we just kind of like riffed. And we just like sat there for 10 hours and just talked and played games. And then we have such a like an amazing team. So we have like, I think 20 people working on the show.
Wow.
And so we have like writers who will write skits and stuff. And then we have, you know, our showrunner Woody, who's incredibly talented, who will just like make sure everything's aligned. And I don't have to do anything.
That's
and
cool.
then, you know, we have our editors and everything who just make the show that much better. But it literally is just, you know, me in a room being weird for 10 hours a day and then hoping that something comes out of that.
Yeah. So 10 hours a day?
Oh, it's, well, okay, so it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday we would film.
Uh-huh.
I would come in at 9 a.m. We'd start filming at 10 a.m. And then we'd have, you know, a few breaks here and then. But it's basically 90 minutes each game. We do like 7 games a day.
Yeah.
And so it's just me talking for close to 10 hours a day. And
wow.
then we're, like, crossing our fingers, hope we can, like, make something out of that.
Yeah, so for filming one day, like, how many episodes do you think you would shoot in that one day?
We would shoot, basically, 2 episodes of games in a day.
Okay.
And then from there, we cut it down. We would, like, you know, sometimes I would riff on something and, like, make a weird scenario.
Yeah.
And then from there, the writer would be like, all right, well, let's make a skit out of it. So he'd write, like, a minute skit. And then the second half of filming, we would go in, and then we'd film all the crazy, and you know, the crazy... Oh, we did a one-cut take samurai fight with me versus the crew, which was so fun. And so they all had like plastic tubes, and I had like this foam sword,
yeah.
and I went around like, you know, hitting everybody. We did one, and it gets weird. It gets pretty weird. Yeah. At one point, three of me come out of my beard and have a conversation with each other and then go back in my beard. And that's the end of that.
And you're like, wait a minute. So it has to be a fake beard, right?
It's a fake
beard. Okay, because I'm like, there's obviously not a beard right now. No, but that's really cool, though. I love it because I feel like, obviously, there are skits written for you and everything, but I do feel like sometimes you will just, like, go off on this thing, and then they're, like cut to, like, you as a character with, like, a mustache and,
sure,
like, an accent.
Yeah, yeah.
My favorite, though, was whenever you were playing the video game, I don't remember the name, but you were making fun of how it looked like their mouth was, like,
right?
open, and it totally looked like that, and so you're just, like, walking around with
your mouth open. I love the games. Either they're, like, so weird to where you don't even actually know it's happening. Did you see that The Gentle Moon? I don't know if you saw that part.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So that game was made, I guarantee, in, like, 48 hours. It's one of those, like, 48-hour game jams where, like, the people sit in their basement. They're like, I don't know what to do today. Let's make a game.
Yeah.
And then, like, there's no real story, but it's great because you never know what to expect next. And then the 8-bit games.
Yeah.
Because you can make so many jokes about it because, like, you're not sure what they're trying to do with it. You're like, is that a notebook? Book, is that a person's face? I can't tell.
Yeah.
It's 8 pixels.
I know, and I love, though, whenever you had to, like, find the hat in the trash can and it ended up just being the trash can to put on the head.
Yep.
I think those games are so fun because, you know, you get, like, these awesome games that, like
are made by, like, 2,000 people.
Yeah.
You know, like, beautifully, like, cinematically beautiful.
And those,
like,
are amazing, but sometimes it's fun to do some that are just really maybe not as well known, or maybe they're well known for being so insane.
Totally.
And being able to kind of do that, it's just, like, the... I think I saw one with you, like, doing bread.
Uh-huh.
Like,
the Iron Bread.
Like, crawling towards the toaster, and it got, like, ants all over it. Like, that's fun.
Totally. It is the most frustrating... I don't know if you've played Iron Bread.
No.
It is the most frustrating game of all time. It's essentially, like, each part of the controller, like... It's hard to explain.
It's like
one part of the bread. Yeah.
So you're trying to, like...
And then if you have to hold down the two parts, so if you're like, hold down this, is the two ends,
okay.
And that sticks to the floor.
So then
and then you have to move up to, like, move it,
uh-huh.
And then you have to, like, hold that side of the bread. Like, it's just, ugh.
Like, you're like, you know what, forget it.
I know.
I don't even want to mess with bread anymore.
I didn't know bread had that hard of a life. I had no idea.
Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, at first you're like, oh, it's just some protein, but
exactly.
Turns out it didn't work out very well. Yeah.
Ants are not great protein-wise, especially when they're alive.
Yeah.
Oof.
Definitely not. but how many episodes have you filmed so far?
We've done 16 episodes,
okay.
And we're doing 4 a week, Monday through Thursday,
mm-hmm.
Airing-wise. And then we're hoping, I mean, we would love to have a daily show. I mean, crossing fingers. That would be so fun.
Well, I think it's already pretty neat because I feel like most shows only have, like, once a week.
Mm-hmm.
So... What was your reaction when they were like, actually, we're going to do 4 shows a week?
Well, it was a deep breath of just like, oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Because if that actually happens, I can't imagine, like, the filming process we do right now,
yeah.
It'd be very difficult to do 4 a week, like, forever.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be totally cool with it. I would love to have a daily show. But, man, yeah, it's hard to even post 4 videos a day, much less a show.
Right, exactly. And you're pretty involved with, like, even, like, the... producing and, like, editing segments and stuff like that. So
yeah.
Sometimes after a long day, do you, like, sit there and, like, help them edit it or say,
sit
actually,
and cry
for this...
in the shower?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool, though. I mean, so do you have to, like, go in and sometimes be like, actually, I think it'd be cool if we edited this like this?
Sure, sure. Well, I mean, I edit the pilot, so that was me. And then Jeremy, my roommate, he edits for the show. And so
oh,
I got
cool.
to kind of, like, show him kind of, like, this is what I would do and that kind of thing. But thankfully, the editors now are so much better than I am that I don't even want to touch them.
Like,
I'll watch a segment. I'm like, I don't know how you did that. I don't know what you just did, but you are so talented. And do you, man? Like, I'm not going to touch that at all. But there'll be occasions where I'll come in and I'll give some feedback, or I'll like be in line at a bank, and
mm-hmm.
I'll be like, "Yo, Woody, who's the showrunner?" Be like, "Yo, Woody, here's a random thing I thought of. What do you think about this?" You know, I'll just pitch them random ideas, and sometimes they work, and sometimes they don't. But it's an open team. Like, sometimes
yeah.
we'll have, like, the editors, the assistants. They'll be like, "What about this?" And we're like, "That's awesome!" And we'll spitball on that and find something out of that, too. So.
That's cool. And I feel like a lot of shows, I mean, rightfully so, they're pretty scripted, and you have to
mm-hmm.
kind of stay by the book. But I think it's so cool that someone as big as Disney will give you so much creative freedom.
Totally.
That's, I feel like in any network, that's somewhat rare. Like, they don't usually
yes.
give that much responsibility or, like, freedom to...
100%, 100%. Well, it was, I think that they recognized that that they just didn't quite know that, you know, they didn't understand YouTube, and so they just gave free rein. And so we got to push those barriers and be like, how free rein exactly
yeah.
do we have?
You're like, let me push the envelope
yes.
and see what happens.
Can we have three of me come out of my beard and then,
like,
talk to
sure.
each other? They're like, yes, absolutely. We're like, oh, all right. But yeah, good on them, because it's been so fun. And especially the other shows, like The Attack, I got to see like the filming process of the Attack and the mm-hmm. IGN show, and then also Players Primetime, which is also on DXP. And they bring their own creativity, and mm-hmm. you can tell that they've been together for a long time, and they have their own styles, and it's like Disney's really opening up to all that, which is just so cool.
That is really, really cool. And for those who don't know, what is DXP? It's a segment from Disney XD.
Right. So Disney XD turns into DXP from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Okay.
Disney XD is DXP from 9 to 3.
Okay.
It sticks in your mind, but it's hard to
yeah.
say. Yeah, so it just turns into that, and that it kind of opens up. It's kind of like the, not adult version, but we get to make jokes in there that we probably wouldn't make on Disney XD, which is
yeah.
fun. And so we'll every once in a while we'll put a joke in there that we're like, well, this won't ever pass. And it does. We're like, oh.
I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah. I know, yeah. I notice Disney does that sometimes, but especially like late at night, it's like, okay, you know,
sure.
you're able to kind of throw in a thing here or there. But so XP, I'm guessing, is that like gaming for
mm-hmm.
like one life up?
Experience.
Yeah.
XP experience.
Okay. Okay. Because,
mm-hmm.
UP is up. Okay, because you know how like I'm like a big fan of like Nintendo and
mm-hmm,
Mario
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. So it was always like UP, but like what
right.
does XP stand for?
XP just experience.
Experience. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's cool. Are you a fan of like the old Nintendo? Like the
absolutely.
Oh my gosh. See, I think the less pixels, the better. You know what I mean?
For sure. For sure. I love me some 8-bit games. I'll tell you that much. We have. I have a friend Amber who is the best person in the whole world. She made us an arcade machine, like an old style arcade machine with like. Every game you could imagine. So at one point we have to fight in Mortal Kombat. I'm just gonna put it out there right now. Put it on the table.
Yeah.
We gotta fight or play some game or something.
That is amazing. Totally down. That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Like I love playing games, and I think that like the ones that are kind of like the old. And I like how on your show it's almost like they're bringing back some of those like fun older games. You know.
Totally.
Like,
oh
and,
yeah.
And having like you know 8-bit games and stuff like that because a lot of everything is so big and big production now. So being like that and having some of those old games. But I do want to ask, whenever you have like the fan segment,
mm-hmm.
do you really just allow people to like send you games and just...
Yep, we have a P.O. box. We're like, send us stuff. And then like sometimes it'll just be a note, and so we'll have to like put something on like the I Am Bread segment. So someone didn't
yeah.
send its bread. But you know, we made it a part of the show and everything. And some of that we had to have, you know, sent from people that are on the show just because like we were filming the pilots and there was no fans to send stuff yet.
Yeah.
But we're excited for like the next episodes when we can really actually get just like weird stuff from fans and from people, which
yeah.
would be so fun.
I know, I love like the milk carton, you know.
Right.
And you're like, I'm not touching this.
I'm not touching this. Yeah, don't send me milk. Yeah, right.
Right. And we see some more cool stuff from the Mystery Tube. That's what that's a
yes.
burning question.
The Mystery Tube is, as you would say, a mystery.
Yeah.
But he's a tube, if you guys don't know, a tube that comes in and then just gives stuff.
Yeah.
And usually it's weird. And what's the best thing about it is that I don't always know what is actually going to be coming through that tube. They like to hide stuff from me because they're jerks.
So you're like, oh, what is this?
At one point, I don't want to give any spoilers, but I do eat 5 cold snails.
No.
On the show. Yep.
Did and it come through the tube?
It came through the tube. Yep, that was tubes doing.
Wow. So sometimes you're like, really don't know what's going
yep.
what's gonna come through here.
Totally.
But I love how the first time that it happened, it just like got so close and into your personal space. Because I was like, what is this thing that's
yeah,
just like
yeah,
coming
all
at
of a
you?
Sudden here? What was so fun is like that was the very first part, the first tube that came in. But by the end, the tube had like a personality. And like the whole thing with the one-shot samurai fight, that was against the tube. Like the tube was the master of all
yeah.
that. And then at one point we had a note from Disney that was like, oh, we love how he did this. And they're talking about the tube. And we're like, all right, the tube is a he now.
Yeah.
Like, it starts developing a personality, and all the editors get to put their own sounds
yeah.
and their own things to it. And we're like, all right, cool.
That is so fun.
Yeah.
That is awesome. And one of my other favorite segments from the show Parker Plays is, like, the... What is it? It's like how to... Or something scaring Parker.
Ooh, yes.
Like
scare the heck out of Parker.
That is hilarious. It's, like, super, like, Five Nights at Freddy's
yep.
type of thing going on. And just... I would be terrified, because I don't
awful.
Like things jumping out at me.
Oh, yes. Well... They, because I'll come in the morning,
yeah.
and then we'll always start with the scary game because that just gets the energy up immediately.
Yeah.
And I'm the biggest pansy when it comes to scary anything. Like even just being scared on Halloween, I'm like, no, I'm gonna stay inside, locked in the closet. Thank
yeah.
you very much. Like I can't function. And so scary games, I'd never played on purpose a scary game until the show, because
wow.
I just hate them. Even
yeah.
scary movies, I've seen like 4 in my life.
Yeah, even same. Maybe I've watched 2, but
yeah.
you know, you've got 2 more than I do. But
right.
I even watching like the games, like watching someone else play, like I've watched you play on the show, mm-hmm. and then I've also watched like on YouTube someone play like a scary game before, and that's even too much for me.
Yep.
Because I'm like sitting there like, no,
don't go
Parker,
in there.
Parker, don't do that.
Don't.
Don't do it. Yeah. Don't go in the basement. It's a trap. But so I kind of like live vicariously through you because I'm like, okay, don't do it.
Yep.
And so I'm like, I don't have to play, but I'm still getting scared.
Yes.
It's kind of like
and thankfully you get to cover yourself with a blanket or your hands. I have to just be full on in there and I have to make all the decisions.
And you have to like be the one in front of the camera to like to act scared. I can act scared and not have anyone see it. But
right.
you.
Yep. And like thankfully I don't have to fake anything. Like the jump scares, they're real. It's awful. The noises I make on live television, not live television, but on television, I'm like, oh gosh. I'll watch back the episodes. I watched an episode with my parents because they were visiting town. And so they were like, well, put on your show. And I was like, okay. So we put it on and then I'm watching the scary segment. My father, who's like never been scared in his entire life, he's sitting there watching. He's like, yes, this is a good segment, yes. And I'm sitting there like screaming and crying. And he's like, I don't have a son. I'm just kidding.
But it just, he's like, come on.
Don't be so scared.
That is great. That's like my dad. He's like super like, you know, chill and everything. And like I drop of a pin and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, what is that?
What's going on?
There's a demon in here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's the bread. It's coming for us. So when did you first decide to kind of start making character voices and commentary?
Ooh. Oh, that was just me being weird. I think as well as with the show is that it's just me in a room. And so at some point I'm like, I need to start talking or something. I need to start like being something else. And then I've had characters for a long time where it's just me making weird voices. But my favorite character now is a guy named Jame, which I don't think is like James without the S. Or I don't think is full on like released yet. I think is an episode coming up. But he's the most fun because it's like Mad Libs, but human form. Where like every word that comes out is just the word that comes out. There's no thought beforehand. So he's just like, what's up? I had a 12-ounce soda today. It had a bad can of whoop, but it's just like no idea. It just comes out as it comes out. And then so we played a surfer game. And so I just started like doing that surfer guy voice. And all of a sudden, he just started flowing. And then he had a chance to the rapper. It's that. And it's thankfully editing because, goodness gracious, those two were the best takes I think I've ever done.
That's amazing. Well, I love that because you have so much stuff. So I'm wondering whenever you see the show, you're like, oh, that made it. That didn't make it. Oh,
right.
I wish that would make
sure.
it. Or maybe that'll be in another episode.
Mm-hmm.
That's just fun because you never really know what you're going
to
get.
You get to watch your own show pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what did I do today? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. They chose this. Yeah. That is so much fun. So let's see. What is like one of the one things that you hope that people get from the show?
Ooh, good question. It's like just a really weird and fun show. And my weird hope and the thing that'll never happen is I just hope that people understand like you can be whatever you want to. Mm. And like, I'm a weird dude. I make voices to myself, you know, like that's just who I am. And I got to like make a show out of that, which is so fun. And so I help people understand like you can do anything. Like you can play video games on television. Like that can be what you do.
Yeah.
In reality, it's probably just like, oh, that's fun. All right, what's next? You know, like, maybe a weird distraction and a giggle, you know, in life. But
I think one of the great things about it is that it does kind of give people like a comic relief where they can laugh and like kind of let go of the stress of the day, or, you know, even having like a lot of structure, you know, because you never know what you're going to get with
your show. It's so loose and weird.
So it's kind of cool because people can kind of be like, you know what? I don't want to have any structure. I don't want to think about my day. I'm just going to watch this and see what happens and laugh.
Yeah.
Which is what I did.
Great.
I was having a crazy day, and then I, like, binged the four episodes, and I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it was just so fun.
That's so great.
But I do want to show this this lovely photo of you.
Oh, sure.
This is amazing. This was in front of the green screen. I'm assuming you're not in the galaxy or anything.
Oh, I wish. I was in Tron, actually. That was that. This was a costume that we made, and you can't see a lot of it. So Rosie, our costume designer, who's, like, lovely. She's a lovely person. But we gave her, like, the least budget possible, and she makes these incredible costumes, and like she had a keyboard, like it spelled out Parker Plays or Parker on my keys on my chest, and like the control delete and all that. Like, there was just such cool like gamer things, and I had a belt just full of like mice.
Oh, yeah.
What do you call, like, multiple
mice? I would
say
call
mice?
Mouses. I don't know.
I don't even know.
You know,
mice. Okay,
we're gonna say mice. Thank
you,
Marissa.
We're gonna say mice. But it feels weird anyway. And then we have like the gun from Duck Hunt, you know, like in there and like all those kind of things.
Yes, old time Nintendo.
That was pretty great. That was the coolest I've ever felt in my entire life.
And you're like, why couldn't they show more of that?
Exactly. Well, we filmed like 4 hours full of stuff where we had like a segment where I put on the glove and stuff and I put on the, you know, the hood and everything. And it was like several hours of me standing there with my arm up and stuff. And then I saw the clip and it's like zooming in for a second and then it cuts away. I'm like, okay.
And you're like, what about the mice belt?
Yeah. What about the mice?
What about the
what about the
plays?
Awesome? Yeah, exactly. I'm sure Rosie is just like, what? But I did so much. Oh, it's fine.
She's like, yeah, I spent hours on this and we spent 4 hours even just shooting this.
Totally.
I love that. Well, okay. So you have had a special guest so far.
Yes.
Can you kind of tease anyone coming up? Some of your friends?
Oh, of course. I can talk about everybody. So we have Steve Zaragoza from SourceFed on, mm-hmm. which is like, he's the funniest dude I have ever met. Like it was to the point where we both were laughing so hard, they were like, you have to say more things. Like, you can't just be laughing constantly. Yeah. Like, you're just so fun to have. And we have Strawberry 17. We have Megan. Uh-huh. We have who else? We have Shubble, who's a fellow YouTuber. Grazer, who's a YouTuber that I've known for like 4 years. And so it's awesome to have him on the show because cool. We grew up with YouTube together and did all the meetups and everything. We have Jimmy Wong from Video Game High School.
Okay.
So we have him on, and I don't want to miss anybody. And Whitney Moore. We have Whitney
Moore.
Okay. And I think that's all the guests we have so far.
Yeah. That's fun to bring in friends. And
Because
seeing that one where it's like, I don't know what it was called, but like the two sides of the... That was so weird and
such
uncomfortable
a weird game.
To watch,
I know.
But I loved it.
It's a game where you have to get a ball onto like your side and you're literally like, you're two people that are connected by torsos.
Yeah.
And so you're like crawling around and one's a grandpa and one's not. And it's like this really creepy like way of crawling around. And so we're just, you know, trying to win at this game. And
it looks like two worms just writhing around and trying to like bring this ball over and
seeing,
because sometimes you'll think, oh, you have like it, you know, you have it, you know, and then she'll take her tentacle and like rip it out. And I'm like, this is genius.
This is television right here.
Yes.
This is television now, which I'm so cool. Game of Thrones, or I can watch two weird like centipede people fight.
Yep, exactly.
Every day.
I mean, to be honest, that's what I would choose over, you know, anything else.
100%.
I love that. Okay, let's talk about what you have. What's something unaccomplished that you have so far that you'd love to accomplish in the future?
Ooh, good question. I would love to do... Well, it's hard because I like to just, like, be out there and, like, oh, let's make people laugh. I also want to play, like, a really sad, dramatic role.
Yeah.
I would love to. It would be so fun to, like, test those barriers. But I don't know. I don't know if it'll ever happen. I may be like this guy forever, which I'm totally cool with.
It's so much fun though.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, but you do love acting as well, obviously,
for sure.
from theater and everything, and I think me as well, I think that's what gives you kind of the love for entertainment, because you're out there and there's like an audience and you're like, oh my gosh, I love making people laugh, I love making people feel emotions and being funny or being serious, and it's just so much fun. And that right there kind of, that's when it is born.
Totally.
And you're like, I am an entertainer for life.
Yeah. People watch me, please.
Yeah. Yes. I love that. Well, also, I do want to, before we go, tell us about your charity, Game Changer Charity.
Game Changer. I love Game Changer. So they are an organization that, like, I don't want to quote them on it, but it's over 90 cents to the dollar is all donated, you know, so like everything is going to that. Even like 96. I don't want to quote them for sure. They go to hospitals and they put games in, you know, people that are, you know, terminally ill. Mm-hmm. They give them games and like give them consoles that they can play. And so like they start, you know, like laughing for the first time in a long time, which is just crazy, and like people can recover from games. So the main guy who like funded it and started it, his son was very terminally ill, and he recovered, you know, with video games essentially. Like, mm-hmm. that's how he would feel okay, is through video games. And so they decided to create this game, you know, Game Changer. And so they're expanding, and so they have all this stuff. And so anyway, I love them so much.
That is really neat.
And you know, they've flown us out to places to like go to these hospitals to meet the kids and everything, and that's just like, it just, it means so much. Like, you just like, you just want to hug them forever. Like, your heart just wants to explode.
Yeah.
Oh man,
that is really awesome though. I love that you're a part of that, and that seems so cool to give someone who's having a rough time, mm-hmm. something to smile with or something to be able to play and be like feel excited, because gaming is so much fun and it's a big part of a lot of our lives, and so giving that to people who are less fortunate or going through a hard time, mm-hmm. That just brings a smile to their face, which is awesome.
Well, and then, like, the cool thing about, like, virtual reality and everything is you can, like, walk around and be in a whole new world.
Yeah.
So instead of, like, sitting in a hospital bed, like, now you are a warrior, you know, running around and, like, fighting. You can fight your friends in the you know, in the hospital and everything. Like, that's just so cool to me. And I don't understand why that is not already a thing. So
definitely. Because that's amazing. Well, I really commend you on that. That's really incredible. I do want to say, if you ever need anyone to be weird with you or just even, like, do the try not to laugh challenge,
absolutely.
I'm your guy.
Heck yeah.
All right. Well, thank you again so much for joining us. Where can everyone find you on social media?
For sure. It's at @Parker_GamesMC on Twitter. And on Instagram, it's @ParkerGamesMC.
All right. And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And we will be back next week with a very, very special guest. So make sure you stay tuned. Bye, guys.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.